What if the greatest threat to your authentic self isn't external censorship, but the prison you've built in your own mind? Africa Brooke discovered this truth the hard way after writing an open letter titled "Why I'm Leaving the Cult of Wokeness" that reached 19 million people. She faced a jarring realization. She had become the very intolerance she claimed to oppose. Her journey from rigid ideological thinking to authentic expression reveals something profound about our current moment. We're all trapped in invisible cages of our own making, policing our thoughts before anyone else gets the chance. What makes her insights so powerful isn't just their intellectual clarity, but their origin story. Brooke's recovery from addiction taught her to recognize ideological addiction. She learned that whether we're hooked on substances or certainties, the pattern is the same. We sacrifice our truth for temporary comfort, trading authenticity for belonging. Self-censorship operates differently than the censorship we typically imagine. No government official silences you, no authority figure threatens consequences. Instead, you become both prisoner and guard, monitoring your own thoughts and editing your words before they reach the world. Think about the last time you typed out a social media post, then deleted it, or when you stayed quiet during a dinner conversation, even though you had something meaningful to contribute. That's self-censorship in action. Our biology conspires against us here. For thousands of years, our ancestors' survival depended on tribal belonging. Getting cast out meant death, so our brains evolved to prioritize acceptance over authenticity. When you're about to express a controversial opinion, your amygdala, your brain's alarm system, floods your body with stress hormones. Your heart races, palms sweat, breathing shallow. Meanwhile, staying silent triggers a dopamine reward, literally making conformity feel good. We're neurochemically wired to choose comfort over courage. But here's the crucial distinction. Self-censorship isn't the same as social filtering. Social filtering is choosing your words based on context and audience, like adjusting your language when speaking to your grandmother versus your college friends. That's wisdom. Self-censorship, however, stems from fear. It's that voice whispering, "Better not say that," when you actually have something valuable to contribute. One comes from discernment, the other from terror of consequences. Inside your head lives an inner mob, a committee of doubts, judgments, and fears constantly monitoring your thoughts. This internal security team silences you more effectively than any external pressure. The counterintuitive solution isn't to eliminate these voices. That only strengthens them. Instead, befriend them. These critical voices arise from protective instinct, trying to keep you safe despite their counterproductive methods. When you notice yourself holding back, pause and converse with that critical voice. Ask what it's protecting you from. You'll often discover fears rooted in childhood or past rejections. Then reframe the narrative. Instead of, "If I speak up, everyone will hate me," try, "Some people might disagree, and that's okay. I can handle different opinions." Understanding beliefs, opinions, and values clarifies this process. Beliefs form your inherited worldview. Opinions are flexible judgments built on that foundation. Values are your guiding principles, deeply personal convictions that serve as your foundation when everything shakes. When new perspectives create internal conflicts, that uncomfortable tension signals growth. Edward Snowden exemplifies this commitment, sacrificing comfort, career, and country to uphold transparency when he leaked classified surveillance documents. Whatever your opinion on his actions, he demonstrated standing by principles even when the cost is astronomical. The angry mob has moved online. Social media transforms opinions into global movements within minutes, amplifying our voices, mistakes, and disagreements for real-time consumption. Online mob mentality operates differently than its offline predecessor. Anonymity reduces accountability. Information spreads unverified. Echo chambers reinforce similar viewpoints, making dissent seem dangerous. We forget real people exist behind profile pictures. Dehumanization becomes easy when staring at screens instead of faces. Yet social media isn't purely toxic. It enables global connectivity, amplifies marginalized voices, and showcases creativity without gatekeepers. The problem isn't the technology, it's how platforms design features to maximize engagement through emotional triggers. Likes, infinite scrolling, and notifications exploit our psychological vulnerabilities. The uncomfortable truth: anger and outrage drive more engagement than empathy, generating more advertising revenue. We live in a world demanding binary choices: liberal or conservative, pro or anti. This either-or mindset offers quick clarity, but reality operates in shades of gray. You can advocate for free speech while supporting boundaries on harmful content. You can understand both security concerns and humanitarian needs in immigration debates. These aren't contradictions, they're nuanced positions refusing to flatten complex realities. Living in this nuanced space requires courage, saying this is complicated when everyone wants easy answers. At a literary festival, a Black author questioned author identity verification policies, balancing the need to amplify marginalized voices while worrying such rules might constrain creativity. The backlash was swift. People questioned if he was really one of us. Many discover a gap between professed values and actual behavior. You might claim to value honesty, but stay silent when speaking up feels risky, or cherish diverse perspectives while avoiding uncomfortable conversations. This gap reveals where your work lies. Embodied values genuinely drive your daily actions, what you demonstrate through behavior, not just words. Desired values are ideals you respect but don't consistently act upon. Bridge this distance by reflecting on recent behaviors, identifying inconsistencies, planning small aligned actions, and embracing imperfect growth. Progress matters more than perfection. Identity labels can become constraints. If you've built your identity around being liberal, entertaining conservative thoughts can feel like betrayal. Fear of betraying your identity often leads to self-censorship. The goal isn't labeling things good or bad, but seeing their multifaceted nature. True strength lies not in ideological purity, but in holding multiple truths simultaneously. Finding your voice means speaking up effectively. Profound insights mean nothing if you can't communicate them resonantly. We each have a dominant communication style. The harmonizing communicator values agreement over personal opinions, keeping peace but sacrificing authenticity. The assertive plus communicator confidently leads but often dominates. The indirect communicator subtly expresses through hints. The assertive communicator balances respect for their own feelings and others, creating honest dialogue without trampling boundaries. Understanding your default style helps you adjust. If you're naturally harmonizing, practice stating opinions before seeking consensus. If you're assertive plus, create space for quieter voices. Body language functions as your word's silent partner. Master eye contact to establish trust, and vary tone, pitch, and volume to add emotional depth. In our rapid-fire world, truly listening has become a rare superpower. As Epictetus noted, we have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak. We each have a unique listening style. The analytical listener excels at precision but misses emotional undertones. The global listener sees the big picture but may overlook details. The relational listener attunes to emotions but potentially loses factual content. The task-oriented listener focuses on solutions but may rush conclusions. Understanding your style reveals strengths and growth areas. Listening doesn't diminish your power, it enhances it. Courage lives in everyday choices. Speaking up when silence feels safer, admitting mistakes, moving forward despite fear. This skill develops through practice, building grit and resilience with each challenge. The maverick mindset represents your inner trailblazer, combining independent thinking with innovation, calculated risk-taking, and unwavering authenticity. When someone fearlessly speaks their truth, that complex mix of awe, envy, and annoyance signals your inner maverick crying for expression. Living divided, presenting one face while hiding your true essence, creates disconnection and fraudulence. Those who embody their maverick nature mirror the authenticity you've suppressed. Malala Yousafzai exemplifies this. After the Taliban forbade girls' education, she blogged anonymously about her dreams. Even after being shot, she continued fighting, becoming the youngest Nobel Peace Prize laureate. Her story demonstrates that courage builds upon itself, each brave choice forming foundation for the next. Building your brave community starts with one trusted conversation partner. Find like-minded individuals in online groups, local clubs, or educational events. Identify your passions, seek platforms, engage authentically, and, if necessary, create your own forum. Your maverick spirit needs authentic connection, not isolation. Standing at a diving board's edge captures the moment between safety and brave expression. That fear, that urge to dive, this is the crossroads between complacency and possibility. The hard truth? Unwillingness to be misunderstood risks suppressing your authentic voice. Balance requires identifying important topics, assessing your comfort, analyzing benefits and risks, then developing strategies to minimize negative outcomes. Picture a dinner where a divisive topic emerges. As opinions fly, your stomach tightens because your view differs. This activates your maverick mindset. You can share your truth without falling into false binaries. When pushback comes, harness the power of pause. That silence lets you respond rather than react. Setting boundaries respects your emotional and intellectual limits. Request time to process, express your intent to ponder deeply, admit when you lack an opinion, or reschedule if you're not in the right headspace. Crucial advice: avoid social media as your testing ground. Practice in real-life interactions where you can read reactions and adjust organically. Choosing the third perspective refuses to let fear dictate silence, embraces complexity when everyone wants simplicity, and stands in the messy middle where growth happens. Your voice matters, not because it's perfect or popular, but because it's yours.